Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever considered that any high school student today could use AI to produce a complete learning portfolio in a single afternoon? Personal statements, reflections, project descriptions, sincere in tone, coherent in structure. This is already happening. And so the question falls on every reviewer. When every single submission looks this polished, which one do you actually trust? What I want to talk about is the trust crisis in credentialing. Competency-based transcripts have actually traveled further than you might think. As of July 2026, 822 colleges and universities have received applications from students using these records. Harvard, Stanford, Michigan, Nishiks, and Munking Amandim. The direction is right, but the timing is awkward. At the very moment competency evidence begins to take flight, AI makes that evidence generatable on demand. And this creates a paradox. The more perfectly you refine your portfolio, the less effective it becomes as proof. So, what can still be trusted? My answer is two things AI cannot fabricate: timestamps and process density. AI can produce a finished product, but it cannot place that content 10 years in the past, nor can it generate 10 years worth of failures, detours, and revisions, ones that all have to cohere with each other. In our family, we used Seesaw for 10 years and accumulated more than 2,300 files. When we saved them, no one was thinking of them as evidence. They simply were the education itself. So my judgment is straightforward. In the age of AI, the most valuable evidence is anything that cannot be generated after the fact.